And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 19th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of William Golding, born in Cornwall, England, 1911. His first novel, also his best-known book, Lord of the Flies, written when he was working as a schoolteacher, rejected 21 times before a new editor at Faber & Faber in London decided to take a chance on it. It was on this date in 1940, a Polish soldier named Witold Pilecki allowed himself to be captured by the Nazis. He was a captain in the Polish resistance, and he wanted to find out what was going on near the town of Auschwitz. His superiors thought it was just a German camp for prisoners of war, but Pilecki suspected that something else was happening. So he joined a group of Polish citizens who were being rounded up by Nazis. Pilecki, leaving behind a wife and two young children, was taken to Auschwitz. He was given a number, 4859, and he soon realized that this was a Nazi death camp. He stayed there for 3 years. He smuggled out detailed reports of what was happening, reported on the gas chambers and the ovens to dispose of human remains. And his reports were so horrific that nobody in the Polish underground believed him. His reports made their way to the British and the Americans. He suggested ways to liberate the camp, but still nothing was done. Finally, in 1943, Pilecki, frustrated by the lack of action, faked a case of typhus. He escaped from the hospital. After the war, the Polish underground recruited him to spy on the Soviets, and he was captured by the Polish communist regime, executed for espionage in 1948. It was on this day, 1819, John Keats, 24 years old, wrote his poem, which begins, "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core." His ode to autumn. It was a productive year for John Keats, 1819. He wrote his Ode to a Nightingale, Ode to a Grecian Urn, Ode to Psyche, all in that year. Died 2 years later at the age of 25. Here's a poem for today by Fleur Adcock for a 5-year-old. A snail is climbing up the windowsill into your room after a night of rain. You call me in to see, and I explain that it would be unkind to leave it there. It might crawl to the floor. We must take care that no one squashes it. You understand, and carry it outside with careful hand to eat a daffodil. I see then that a kind of faith prevails. Your gentleness is molded still by words from me, who have trapped mice and shot wild birds, from me who drowned your kittens, who betrayed your closest relatives, and who purveyed the harshest kind of truth to many another. But that is how things are. I am your mother, and we are kind to snails. Fleur Adcock's poem for a 5-year-old from her poems 1960 to 2000, published by Blood Axe Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.